Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. This is the UCF Report. As always, I am your host, Sean Green. We are back in Orlando. We are back from vacation, obviously. If you follow me or you know Charge On, it's been a whirlwind of a month. It has been a whirlwind of a month. We are finally back in the city beautiful. I was really sick last week. We got back from vacation and, you know, last week, I guess I was back from vacation last week, but I'm just getting over being deathly sick. And by deathly sick, I mean for 2 days I was like, couldn't get out of bed. But the good thing is we're kind of somewhat to a mostly healthy state. And luckily, we're going to be on our normal schedule per usual. So Charge On will be going up Friday. Everything's back to somewhat normal. So done with the rambling. Let's get into what you guys come here for, which is your UCF fix for the given week. Besides Charge On Fridays, where we talk football, this is the show where you get all your UCF from everywhere around UCF when it comes to sports. So let's talk about football to start. Obviously, compared to last episode, this even when I did Charge On last week, May 1st was the let's just give you a bunch of news where you had 3-4 commitments in one day, right? This week, we had a couple commitments, and which I still find intriguing. Now, one thing I find interesting is UCF was in play for a couple receivers in the portal, and I still think they are. I said on Charge On, I'm not sure how many scholarships they have left over. They might have one or two. I thought they were pretty much done, but they're in the market for another receiver. So that'll be interesting to see who they add there. But they did add a 2026 receiver to their commitment. Again, now they're adding 26 guys, which is always fun. Yeah, again, commitments that far ahead, it's very hard, but it's a 4-star, Keon Chapman. We'll talk about that a little bit more over the summer once some more 2026 guys potentially commit. But UCF added another transfer portal ad. UAB DB transfer, Mac McWilliams. This got announced a couple days ago. a 5'10" junior from Florida. Spent the last 4 years at UAB. Was the team captain at UAB. And in four seasons, he had 100 total tackles, 22 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and an interception. Last year, I think, was clearly his best year in college. And this becomes the 10th transfer for the Knights in this spring transfer class. Now, I tweeted it. It's not this huge segment. Like, we're going to move on to basketball, baseball, and softball really quickly compared to maybe what we usually do. But this screams... There's a couple things. And, you know, we'll talk about this first. This ad, again, screams to me that they view they need extreme depth when it comes to the cornerback room. Because it seems like when it comes to corners and safeties, they have added a bunch. Not just now, but they added a bunch in the transfer window for fall. They added a bunch in the transfer window now in the spring. They added a bunch through the freshman class. They clearly view, for better or worse, they view the corners as an area that they need to make sure that they get a lot of help for. I don't know if this guy's going to play. I mean, he's a player that clearly can bring you some depth at that position if, God forbid, somebody goes down or you rotate. I know Ted Roof does like to rotate. So who knows? We're not used to seeing that too much when it comes to the secondary. But who knows? Maybe that is going to be a point of emphasis this year. I don't know. But it screams to me that they are viewing the secondary as a position that they needed to go out and get help for. What is also interesting is I think UCF is also making a point of emphasis to go find a guy to be their outside receiver.
Let's take a quick pause in the action to talk about today's sponsor, Diamond Dog Athletics, run by my guy Nick, a veteran-owned and operated apparel and sportswear company that specializes in creating custom apparel for teams of all ages. I'm talking baseball, softball, bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, and hoodies, you name it. By creating custom high-quality uniforms that the players will love, they'll look good on and off the field. And by using the best gear and equipment on the market, it will encourage them to continue to put in the effort needed to make it as far as possible on the diamond. Take a look for yourself. You'll be blown away with what you see at Diamond Dog Athletics on Instagram, or you can send Nick an email, diamonddogathleticsllc@gmail.com. Back to the show.
You know, over the weekend, it got announced that UCF was in the market for another receiver. Forgot the guy, or I think last name McLean. Yeah, I can't remember his first name. But Penn State wide receiver, played at Florida State, a 6'4 receiver. He ended up committing to Arizona State yesterday, which a lot of people found interesting because he was, a lot of people logged predictions for him to go to UCF. Now, what that tells me is I think there's probably another receiver that is going to be coming to UCF, potentially. Again, I might be wrong. I know Javarius Johnson is one that has been, everybody just assumed the UCF was getting it, the former Auburn receiver. It is very clear to me that UCF is going after a guy that is, number one, tall, and number two, plays on the outside. I know they experimented with Xavier Townsend playing a little of that outside receiver, which you very still well may see him play some of that role, but they clearly are viewing that as a position that they need. A guy that can, a go-get-it, tall, lengthy receiver. Javon was that guy, but Javon was also, I don't want to say undersized, but he was 6'1", not 6'4". Now, they got a Jacoby Jones. Jacoby Jones is 6'3", 6'4". So if they're still looking for that type of guy, they're wanting to make sure they hit. And I'm confident Jacoby Jones will hit for UCF. But the question is going to be, you know, I think them specifically are like, we need to get a couple of these guys and make sure that one of them hits. Because we don't want to go into the season thinking this guy's going to hit and then it doesn't work out and now we're limited on offense. But clearly, that's just the observation from afar when they were going after the McLean kid. I'm like, you got Jacoby Jones, who's a very similar receiver in terms of build. So clearly they weren't done, but they might be. Maybe they were going after McLean before Jones, but we'll see. We'll see over the next week or so if UCF adds another receiver. But in my understanding, that's kind of how it looks and feels like UCF is doing. UCF is going after a big-bodied, go-and-grab-it type of receiver. All right, let's switch over to basketball. Listen, basketball added a big-time member to their coaching staff yesterday. It's a member that I think will help every facet of the men's basketball team. Recruiting, player development, just coaching in general. UCF added Carlos Dotson to the staff as an assistant coach with a focus in player development. Johnny Dawkins made a comment saying, "We're excited to add Carlos to our staff. He's young, hungry, and will bring a lot of energy to our team. He is great at scouting and has a great knowledge of the defensive side of the ball. He has a lot of experience working with NBA players, and we're looking forward to helping our athletes grow and giving them the tools to take their game to the next level." He was previously with the Los Angeles Clippers, and what's great about that, and I think what's even better about what we're hearing, is UCF got quotes from some big-time Clippers players. Tyronn Lue commented saying, "Carlos is a talented young coach and a natural teacher who has made a big impact on our team this season. Players respond to his energy and improve under his guidance. Carlos has a bright future. UCF is getting a good one." Not just that, we have two players. Russell Westbrook made a comment saying, "Carlos brought great energy and consistency around the building every day. UCF will have a great coach and an even better person. Looking forward to great things from him." And Paul George said, "I appreciate the culture Carlos brought and the commitment he had to making the team better. I'll be locked into UCF with him there." I think, again, when it comes to player development, that is the clear-cut number one most important thing in college basketball nowadays, when it comes to recruiting as well. Because, again, when you have guys like this that are, you know, crucial in player development, players know, okay, if I go to UCF, I'm going to get coached up. You already know you have Johnny Dawkins there. And then you can say, okay, he's going to recruit well because he's coached guys like Paul George, Russell Westbrook, those type of guys. He actually played here. He played basketball in Ocala when he was still playing basketball. So it's good for him to come back and come back to Orlando. And I think it's huge for UCF to get a coach like that to come from the NBA and to be on the staff. All right, let's move to baseball. Very interesting weekend. Credit the guys. They went 2-2. They did lose the series to number 18, Texas. They did win a game. The game on Sunday was just crazy. If you guys do not know what happened on Sunday, Rich Wallace gets ejected. That happens somewhat early. Not early, but I think like third or fourth inning or something. Knights go down 5-0 early. Knights tie it 5-5. Then Texas puts on another three runs to go 8-5. Knights make it 7-8. They had chances in the game, but it was an insane back and forth game. For them to go down like they did and to come back and keep fighting, they showed a lot of guts. But on Tuesday, they beat North Florida 7-4, and then they lost on Friday, 3-6 to Texas, won on Saturday, 5-4, and then lost on Sunday, 7-10. So from my understanding and what I've kind of done or figured out is only the top 10 teams in the Big 12 baseball standings will make it and be allowed to go to the Big 12 championship, right? So as of right now, UCF is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They are ninth. Now, Texas Tech is 10th. They're 12 and 17 in the Big 12. We're 12 and 14. And we also are holding a record of 31 and 17. And Texas Tech is 30 and 12. The likelihood that UCF does not make the Big 12 tournament, people were like, oh, it's not a foregone conclusion. So maybe I'm not, maybe I don't know 100%. And if you are a baseball expert with the standings and the Big 12 tournament, please reach out to me. But it seems like it is a foregone conclusion UCF would be in it, given that Baylor, Houston, and BYU are all awful and all have a three-game... Oh, okay. Well, technically... Okay, so if I'm doing my math right... Sorry, I'm doing this on the fly. Pre-planned, but I'm still doing this on the fly. Baylor has 9 wins in the Big 12. And UCF plays Baylor this weekend, setting you guys up. UCF plays Baylor in Waco. Baylor has 9 wins. I think if UCF literally just wins one out of those three against Baylor, they're headed to the tournament. If they were to lose all three, I think they would be out. Now, the likelihood that happens is very slim. It's very slim. Like, probably less than 5%. I'm sure UCF can win one game. But basically, they win one game, and that means they will be in the Big 12 tournament in the first year in the Rich Wallace era, in having a pretty good first season, and maybe can make some noise in the Big 12 championship tournament. They do have Bethune-Cookman, though, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. down at John Eliano Park if you want to go to that game. And then, obviously, on Thursday, the series starts with Baylor down in Waco, Texas. And again, all you need is one. But let's go to softball really quickly, because obviously they were in the Big 12 softball championship last week. And remember, we talked about they were playing Baylor, a team they lost to three straight times in the series they played this season, but they had only lost by one run in each game. So it's like, listen, if the cards are just switched a little bit, you feel good about UCF. Well, unfortunately, history kept repeating itself. UCF lost by one run again, 3-2 in the quarterfinal. So it was a one-and-done bracket. They lost in the Big 12 softball championship, but their season is not done. We thought the season might be done, but UCF, again, they did make a good enough claim to be one of the last four teams in the NCAA regional for the softball tournament, in the Division I softball tournament. I mean, UCF got dealt, you know. Listen, the fact that they're in the tournament is huge. Again, they've made the tournament almost I can't remember how many years this is in a row. Yeah, off the top of my head, I think it's like 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row. They're in the Tallahassee Regional, so you got Florida State, Chattanooga, UCF, and Auburn. Now, I know that, I think it's a double elimination, if I'm not mistaken. Let me find the times and everything so I can give it to you guys. There's so many regionals on here that, you know, maybe I should have found it already. Look at that. So UCF plays on Friday against Auburn at 2 p.m. on ESPNU. So if you have ESPNU on your television package, you'll be able to view it. Let me see. It should be on ESPN Plus. No, it should also be on ESPN Plus. Doesn't say it on line, or it has to. No, only ESPNU as of right now. So ESPNU 2 p.m. on Friday. That is game one. The winner. So it's, I think, a double elimination. So if you lose, you don't completely lose. You play on Saturday. If UCF loses, they would play the loser of the Florida State Chattanooga game. And if UCF lost that, they'd be done. If UCF beats Auburn, they'll play the winner of Florida State Chattanooga. And if they, you know, win that game, it's a little bit confusing. I'm not describing this very well. I think it's a double elimination. So you have to win, or you just can't lose twice. But Sunday, game six will take place if UCF can go on a run. But they are in a really good bracket. I mean, Florida State's one of the better teams in the country. If I can pull up their record, you'll see what I mean. Florida State is 43-14. Chattanooga is 42-14. UCF is 30-23. And Auburn is 27-19-1. So UCF got dealt the best first game they can, at least record-wise. I don't know how good Chattanooga is, but they're 42-14, so they have to be pretty decent. Let's see what the ladies can do. Obviously, almost the end of the season for both baseball and softball. So hopefully, you know, we can keep this train going and keep talking a lot more about both these teams. But hopefully softball can figure something out on Friday and go on a run here this weekend and keep it moving in the NCAA tournament. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the UCF Report. Please check out my other show. It's called Charge On. If you want all of your UCF football fixes every single week, go subscribe there on any single podcast platform. Go subscribe on YouTube. That's where we post all of our videos for the show. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you want to follow me, at Sean MR Green. I cover the Orlando Magic and UCF. So go follow me on those platforms as well. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the UCF Report. This has been the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. I will see you next week.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics, custom baseball and softball uniforms for kids of all ages. Look good, feel good, play good, and email them today. Diamond Dog Athletics, LLC @gmail.com. We appreciate you listening to today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. If you like the content you hear, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll keep it coming. Zone Heads Orlando on Facebook and on Instagram, the Orlando sports content that you crave. We appreciate you checking us out, and if you keep coming, we'll keep cranking out content. Talk soon, Zone Heads.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.